Hello all, and welcome to Tentative Title, LARP Derp. today we're just going to be recording a small introduction for me, so that you guys can get to know who I am, and why I'm even doing this. Though I guess I kind of touched up on that in a previous test recording that I released on my Screescraw Tumblr account, to gauge interest in the podcast in the first place. So, I guess I can start off with, who am I? My name is Treasure. I am turning 25. Almost forgot there. In about 2.5-3 weeks. Almost happy birthday to me. I do art. Mainly digital art and character drawing and costume drawing. I am a goblin for Willowglen at the Escondido Renaissance Fair. I do mostly costuming on my off time, and general geekery type things. I LARP. I have been LARPing for, I want to say about 5 years now, for about as long as I've been dating my boyfriend Trevor, who has been LARPing, I believe, 7 years? I'm going to have to ask him. I don't actually know 100%, but he is the one who got me into LARPing in the first place. I guess my gateway into LARPing via him, and I met him through the Renaissance Fair that I do, and I started doing the Renaissance Fair because of a Shadowcast and street team for Repo the Genetic Opera in SoCal. I mostly do LARPing for World of Darkness settings. I've done Vampire the Masquerade, Werewolf the Apocalypse, Changeling the Dreaming, Changeling the Lost, and I've done a couple offshoots of different kinds of werewolf and Pharah themes, as well as different kinds of vampire themes as well. My favorite out of the World of Darkness LARPs has definitely been Changeling the Dreaming. I generally like that genre most, but I do enjoy Pharah werewolf rather than general Garu werewolves. I gotta leave me some Korax. Other LARPs that I do, and I just started Boffer LARPing, which is slightly different from what I'm used to. Normally the LARPs that I go to are, I don't want to call them parlor games, because I think that's actually a technical term for people that are part of the Mind's Eye Theater, which is something that you have to pay a subscription for to be a member. But the cool thing about that is that you can game across the U.S. and have your plot line affect other people's plot lines across the states and whatnot. You don't actually have to be there to affect people. So the most recent Boffer LARP that I got into is Dystopia Rising, which is a post-apocalyptic LARP set with zombies and whatnot. I play a character named Fish Chummins. They are a androgyne saltwise character, which is essentially a fish mutant. A lot of fun to play. I really like the costuming aspects of it. I've only been playing for 3 events now, 3 months. They are generally weekend-long events, though I will be day-tripping in the near future rather than weekend events, as I can't quite take the strain of running around. The nice thing about the Dystopia Rising LARP is it does make me more active, and there's definitely a lot more drive to do a lot more costuming for this game, as it's very, like, full immersion, and people are crazy passionate about it, and I really enjoy that kind of drive from other people as well. Not to say that I don't like the LARPs that I usually do outside of this. It's just, it's generally a little bit more lax. It is fun. It's just a different animal, and I just prefer this animal right now in Dystopia Rising, and it's definitely opened my eyes up to the different kinds of LARPs that are out there. I guess next question that I have is, why do I LARP? I LARP because my number one reason is costuming. It's one of my big passions. I really enjoy doing special effects makeup. I'm very amateur. I'm not trained at all. I learn most of my things from friends and tutorials and whatnot. Most of my costumes are either MacGyvered from other normal clothes, or I attempt to sew them together. So I'm also a amateur seamstress as well. The next reason why I LARP is because of the role play that I get. I don't generally enjoy the political side of most LARPs, but the interpersonal role play that I get between characters is really enjoyable, especially when people get super into it. I think that's one of my big things is the people tend to help make everything way more interesting in the end, because I can only entertain myself so much for so long. Dystopia Rising has definitely been a huge improvement on a lot of like costuming and roleplay aspects in LARP. They're super dedicated. That is the other thing that's really cool about the Dystopia Rising LARP is they're just like 150 people plus, and we're getting more members every month. I think last game we had 188 people. The cool thing about that LARP is it's also something that's played across the states, and I think that there's games in Canada and supposedly one in Hawaii and a couple out in outside of the US and whatnot. And I think that's totally cool because you can travel to these other states with your character from, you know, your chapter and go to the other chapters and, you know, interact with their city and town and see what they're up to and maybe bring some cool shit back to your chapter as well. I realize that I did not warn anyone about any cussing. I will probably cuss a lot. I generally cuss very often, like a sailor, as they say. I generally will try to keep to a minimum for this, but I make no promises. I will say a lot of things. So I guess I touched up on why I LARP, how long I've been LARPing, what LARPs I'm currently in. Dystopia Rising is, by the way, the only LARP that I am currently in at this moment. I was for a while juggling about two or three different games, but I lost interest in them pretty quickly because I'm a fickle beast and I must have certain things in my LARPs to really stick with it. And I just wasn't getting that from the other games. Again, not to say that that means that they are any lesser. It's just not for me, and that's okay. So I guess that's an introduction to me. Hopefully I will be able to have like a little Q&A form, I guess, for any possible guests that I might have on the show so that we can get to know each and every one of the hosts every time they come on, which I think would be really cool because we can see different perspectives about, you know, why people LARP and what drew them in the first place and how long they've been doing it and whatnot. If you guys think there's any questions in particular that I should ask, feel free to let me know in whatever way that I'm posting this. I haven't quite figured out where I'm going to be posting it. I know I probably should, in the traditional sense, put it up on iTunes and other podcast sites. I think if I just put it up on iTunes, it'll just pop up on other places because a lot of podcast apps, because I have an Android, I don't do Apple. So I have to download an outside podcast player to play things that are podcasts, which is neat. Yay, technology. So yeah, let me know if there's anything you think I should talk about in particular. I know I will be touching up on topics such as newbies in LARPs, being a newbie and dealing with newbies in LARPs, girls and sexism in LARP, because that is definitely one of the big reasons why I thought this idea up in the first place, because it definitely is, we're lacking in the female persuasion in LARPs, and definitely the sexism that we have to deal with at LARP is definitely a thing that happens. I have recently not had to deal with it so much because people are getting much more intelligent and realizing that it's not cool to think badly of someone just based on their gender and whatnot. We will talk about why other people LARP, the pros and cons for different kinds of LARP, such as World of Darkness LARPs, Boffer, SEA, AmpGuard. And I believe there's a couple other, I guess, names for different types of LARPs. I will have to find out because I am not as experienced in those sections. But that's okay because I have plenty of friends that are in other types of things. I know a few people that do, I know more than a few people that do SEA events. I know a good chunk of people now that do Bitter and other such, I think full contact Boffer LARPs, because that is also a thing that we're going to talk about. Full contact versus light touch versus rock, paper, scissors, which is the normal LARPs that I'm used to. That's how they do stuff. Dystopia Rising is a light touch LARP, so we will definitely talk about that later. And definitely, I think we'll talk about the different aspects of LARP, such as costuming and makeup and role-playing and politics and all that good stuff. I may, at a later date, start talking about general costuming, general geekery, depending on how many topics we get through in however many episodes and whatnot. We will also talk about definitely prominent girl LARPers and gamers in media, such as popular YouTubers like Momo O'Brien, which is just, she's my favorite. She's so delightful and excitable. And LARP Girl, and I believe, I don't remember her actual name right now, but I just remember finding her on Tumblr years ago when I first started getting into LARP shenanigans. And I definitely am going to have to look her up again and talk about her because she's super cool and has a lot of great things to add to the topic of girls in LARP. So I will definitely be researching more people to talk about. Maybe if they want to talk with me as well, it'd be really cool to maybe have a snippet for them to be on the show as well, to have their opinions on it, or at the very least, maybe correspond with them and get more, I guess, discussion ideas and whatnot involved, because, you know, it's a community. We should have other people's opinions and talk about the passions that we all share. So I guess that's it for the tentative title, LARP Derp Podcast. I may or may not be keeping that as the title for right now, but that's definitely what I'm going to be calling it for now, because this is definitely a derpy situation, and it's a derpy talk about LARP. So, thank you guys for tuning in. Feel free to give any comments and questions and feedback as you please, and hopefully I will hear from you guys soon.